In this bulletin, a Russian soldier put on trial for alleged war crimes in Ukraine. Anthony Albanese expected to promise more money for Medicare. And Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy prepping for a showdown with the Penrith Panthers. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A Russian soldier has gone on trial in Ukraine, accused of a war crime. The 21-year-old is accused of killing an unarmed civilian by shooting him in the head through an open car window during the first days of the war. Vadim Shishimarin faces a life sentence if he's convicted. Ukraine says it's identified thousands of potential war crimes committed by Russia. Russia has denied targeting civilians and hasn't commented on the trial. An off-duty police officer has come to the aid of passengers on a train in Germany when a man attacked several of them with a knife. The train was travelling to the western town of Aachen when the incident occurred. Local media reports say the suspect is a man in his 30s from Iraq who'd reportedly been living in a refugee camp. Police spokeswoman Stephanie Kutsch.
Heute Morgen um kurz vor 8 Uhr ist ein Mann im Regionalexpresszug nach Aachen auf mehrere Menschen losgegangen, hat sie mit einem
This morning at shortly before 8 a.m, a man in the local express train to Aachen attacked several people and injured them with a knife. A police officer who happened to be present and was travelling in civilian clothes intervened with several passengers and was able to overpower him and arrest him. We do not know anything about the injuries of the people at the moment. The people were taken to surrounding hospitals and are being treated there.
At least 26 people are dead and 12 injured after a fire in a four-story commercial building in India's capital, New Delhi. It's understood more than 70 people were in the building when the fire started. The blaze started in an office space before spreading to the entire building. Authorities say the number of casualties could rise. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is expected to pledge $750 million for Medicare to deliver better care and access for patients. Labor is also planning to set up a Medicare task force chaired by the Health Minister and other policy leaders in health, such as the Australian Medical Association. Elon Musk says his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter is temporarily on hold after he queried the number of fake or spam accounts on the social media platform. Twitter reported nearly 2 weeks ago that fake accounts accounted for less than 5% of its daily active users during the first 3 months of this year. Musk is now examining that figure. Following the announcement, Twitter shares fell 25% in pre-market trading. In rugby league, Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy says his side's recent dominance may not actually be good preparation for their showdown with the Penrith Panthers tonight. The highlight of the National Rugby League's Magic Round in Brisbane this weekend is the clash between the first-place Storm and the second-placed Panthers. Storm have thrashed their opposition each of the last 3 weeks, winning by scorelines of 70 points to 10, 50 points to 2, and 42 points to 6. But Bellamy says that may not be the ideal practice for what's tipped to be a more competitive game against the defending champions.
You know, for what's expected to be a close game or a grinding game, you know, whether it is or not, you know, we won't know until the end of the game. But if that's the way it turns out, you know, our last 3 weeks probably hasn't been ideal preparation for that sort of game. But as I said last week, you know, at the end of the day, we can only, you know, play the game as, you know, we want to play to our strengths.
And now today's weather: Perth, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Adelaide, similar conditions, 22. Melbourne, a shower or two, 20. Showers in Hobart, 18. Canberra, showers and 20 degrees. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, much the same, 26. Brisbane, showers and 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.